Blog Talk Radio.
Are you known? There are some who call me Tim.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your boy.
Introducing the new G.I. Joe with Kung Fu Grip. Kung Fu Grip.
It is something. And it's a holiday cocktail. That's what this is about. G&D Holiday Cocktail Edition. Don't look at me like that. Everybody, it's Jocko, Socko, Rocco, and Alasco over here. Let me pull everybody up here. Hey, welcome to the program, everybody. Listen, this is kind of a unique thing for us. I mean, we decided we're going to take 10 years off. I mean, that was after the success of the last program, we thought a good 10 years we needed to kind of regroup, write some new material.
Well, we almost made enough money to retire for 10
years.
Well,
we're close, 10 years. But you know what? There's so much pent-up ideas and stories and things we needed to talk about.
I have things to say.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You can't shut his mouth up. And we had this visitor from Alaska who just has so much to talk about. I mean, just the beer pong rules alone are going to take up 3/4 of the show tonight.
I'm still shocked about Titty Cup.
I know.
I really am.
We'll get into that. For those of you who aren't aware, this is G&D. And this is a program where a bunch of guys get together. Everybody brings a six-pack, 3 topics, and we just chat and drink, and we make sense of the world. So, Socko, are you there? Because I haven't heard a word from you.
I am here, and I'm just baffled. I'm trying to figure out, is Titty Cup, is that have anything to do with cup size?
Well, see, that's what's so beautiful about it. That's the genius of the whole thing right there, is that there's so many ways you can take this, right? And Rocco, you're going to have to be right there on that mic.
But before we get going, how do people listen?
What do you mean? Oh, you want to know?
Yes.
Like if somebody wanted to listen, actually?
Yeah. I've been requested. How do I listen?
Okay. Well, I did spend $3 to boost the number on Facebook.
Okay, that's the phone number. Did you boost the listening link?
We will have listeners.
No. All right. Well, here's the listening link. And
that's going to cost me another $3.
If you're listening, you already know this, but it's the standard http://tobtr.com.
Wait, hold on.
T-O-B-T-R. So 2BTR.com.
T-O-B-T-R.com.
Slash the lowercase s slash. You ready for this? This is the important part. 104-650-89. TOBTR.com slash S, lowercase, / 104-650-89.
I can say that. There's a lot of dead air.
Yes, Stop, it does.
I just typed this in. I'm trying to figure out how that looks close to GND.
Yeah, it doesn't look anything like GND, but that's just the way it works.
By the way, when you type that in, it comes up GND holiday cocktail.
Did it do that? Really?
I love it.
Did it happen? Is that what happened?
It did. It
you
happened.
Need to get on that mic and stop leaning back in your chair. Rocco, you know the rules.
But you know how I like to be comfortable.
I know. Well, then get where you want to be. Pull the mic to you. That's the beauty of these booms.
It's barely enough. You keep it at 62 in this goddamn room.
Okay. All right. So we have a bunch of topics. We're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to make this as interesting as we can, although we've started drinking about an hour ago. So
I actually started several hours ago.
Did you? So you got a head start on the whole thing.
Well, it started with lunch.
Well, it's a great way to
Happy
start.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it is the holidays.
It is. Is Alasco going to talk here, or is he just here for the looks?
Yeah, I'm just here for the looks.
You do have a face for radio.
You do have a face for radio.
Thank you.
All right. I want to start by what might be the pop culture phenomenon of December.
Kitty Cup?
No.
No?
Okay. We're going to get
We're
there.
Off that? We're off
no,
there?
We're going to get back there.
Okay.
We have
to make sure.
We want to hold Titty Cup until a little bit later. But, of course, the new Star Wars movie debuted. Right? The new Star
right.
Wars debuted.
Right.
Debuted.
Have you ever heard about it? It's good.
Well, I've heard it's decent. But here's the thing. This is what I'm really concerned about. Disney bought Lucasfilms.
Right.
What was it? 2 years ago? Whatever mm-hmm. it was. And Disney owns the Star Wars franchise, and Disney is now what seems to be releasing a Star Wars movie every year.
Right.
Right. Does that overkill Star Wars? And is Star Wars now not the property it used to be? Because it used to be there were three, and then how many years did we wait for the fourth?
Like 10.
It was more
like,
than that. Yeah. It was more than that. It was, and it may have been 20 years. And there was an anticipation, and that's why it was so big, because there was a tremendous number of Star Wars fans from the 80s. What do you think, Rocco? You're giving me faces.
I think eventually it's going to just play itself out. I mean, how many can we do with this stupid Jedi?
Not,
I mean, holy mackerel. Mind tricks? I mean, I'm done with that.
That's what I'm saying here.
I mean, I know an orange triangle. I can predict an orange triangle if I want to, but not... I mean,
okay.
Enough.
Is there a plan for another movie in the future?
I think they've got a plan to release one every year.
2019 is the next one. Already.
Okay, so 2 years?
Well, they have to. This is a lot of production.
Well, I figured they'd already started it. But either way, 2 years? Okay. But either way, is one every 2 years too much? And is that going to make Star Wars a non-entity?
I don't know. That seems to be more than how they run the seasons of Game of Thrones.
Well, it's always that. But you know what? You look at Walking Dead, same thing. And Walking Dead is, what, their viewership is down 30% this year?
Right.
Some major number. I mean, it's significant, right?
Spoiler alert, Carl is going to die. I love it.
What? How do you know?
Did you watch the last episode?
No, I haven't seen the last one yet.
Spoiler alert, like I said.
I actually don't like Carl. So
I don't either.
I'm okay with that.
It's rejoicing. Carl got bit. Done. Love it.
Is that the episode?
Oh, you didn't see him get bit, but he's bit.
Can I tell you
why?
I'm
excited.
Here's the thing about that. Okay, so we've switched the topic to Walking Dead. Here's the thing.
I still have a Star Wars question.
Okay, we'll get back to that in just 1 second, but I just want to bring this up because the Walking Dead, the graphic novels,
right?
The future.
What is that?
I don't know. The future is Carl. I think it's Sacco playing something on his computer over there.
Yeah. And by the way, Sacco, Darth Vader is Luke's father. I think we answered your question.
No, but here's the thing. The graphic novels, Carl.
The comic books is where
Carl
took
is the
over.
Main character.
Thank God he's dead.
But here's the thing. I honestly believe that as they progressed through the Walking Dead series, they realized Chandler Riggs, I'm sorry, Chandler, I've met you, I like you, is a horrible actor. And they can't rest the series on him. And here's the thing. When they hired him, he was, 7 years old? I mean, he was a kid. They didn't know. And he turned out to be a bad actor. And I think they just had to take another direction. Thoughts?
I just never liked the character. And I don't know whether it was acting or not. He just, kill him.
What do you think, Alasco?
I don't know.
Have you ever watched The Walking Dead, Alaska?
Yeah, but it was a while ago. Carl was still a kid.
And you hated him. Just
yeah,
say it.
I mean, he wasn't like anything special.
I honestly believe
but...
it's just because his acting was so bad. I think the character itself, if you look at what the character's been through, you should identify with him and love him for what he's been had to deal with. The loss of his mom, you know, whatever. But he's such a bad actor.
That's
that
why
he can't pull it off.
That's why it's such a great formula for these producers. Anyone they want to write off, sorry, you got bit.
Right, it's kind of the nuclear option,
right.
But it works.
But they didn't show how he got bit. So that'll be like a flashback, how he got bit. All I want to know is he's dead. I'll be honest with you. I'm blaming Sacco for this.
Somebody's making some noise somewhere. They can't figure out where it is.
Make some noise.
Somebody's making noise. By the way, the telephone number is 607-282-4497. If you're listening and you want to jump in and add something to this conversation, if we can figure out where the mystery voice is coming from, that'd be helpful because I keep hearing it. Is it me? I don't think so. All I have is mics up. Everything else is turned down.
Did it stop?
I hear no mystery voice right now. I hear no mystery voice. I think we may have solved it. So, Sacco, coming back to you, what was your Star Wars question?
Well, really, did you hear about the hotel, the new hotel at Disney?
No.
They're doing a Star Wars theme hotel. And what they're going to do is you basically, when you check in, you then become part of an adventure.
Ooh.
All the rooms look like you're on some kind of planet or spaceship or something like that. Everybody in the hotel is in character, and I saw a picture of the bedrooms. It looks like you're sitting in a Star Trek set, you know. So the kids' bunks are like built into the wall, and all kinds of fancy neon lights and stuff. And actually, instead of windows, they're actually screens that are that make it look like you're looking into outer space.
Wow! Here's the thing: when Disney bought Lucasfilms, I thought it's for the theme parks. It's for the potential to make Star Wars theme parks and Star Wars related rides and Star Wars, all this stuff. The movies are almost secondary at that point, right?
Right.
I mean, that's where the money is, right?
Right. Yeah, I agree. Well, remember the last time you went to Tomorrowland in
Disney World?
It was
yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday land. It was, but it was, you know, you had Space Mountain, and after that, it's like, you know, okay, go-karts.
Well, Space Mountain was pretty cool in 1974.
Right, yeah. Right.
But it's still a fun roller coaster, don't get me wrong. It's
absolutely.
In the dark, it's fun. But it's still, you know, it's shock value kind of ended.
Right.
You know, so.
But if you think about, like, the following that Star Wars has versus what Harry Potter has and how much that brought in when they did the whole Harry Potter Diagon Alley or whatever, that was like huge, and people just started flocking.
Well, the Harry Potter thing, yeah, no, it's unbelievable what that did in Universal.
Oh, right. That was Universal.
Yeah. Thanks, Alaska. No, but your point is valid.
Yeah.
I mean, that was huge in Universal, and I think that Disney was looking for the same thing here with the Star Wars franchise. And you know, to be honest with you, there was quite an untapped potential there. Because with Lucasfilms didn't have any theme parks. They did do some licensing because there was that Star Wars ride at Disney, MGM Studio,
right.
Whatever it was. You know, there was a tremendous amount of potential to be had. Now they're doing character visits and pictures with Darth Vader and Princess Leia and all that stuff.
Right.
Speaking of Princess Leia, does anything change that Carrie Fisher died?
Well, obviously.
Do you know who that is, Rocco?
Obviously, we can't have Princess Leia anymore.
Yeah. Although she's in this movie.
Jabba's pretty upset. I know that.
Well, that was the best scene ever.
Right.
Ever.
Well,
Princess Leia, gold bikini.
Still the best pictures of Carrie Fisher that you can find on the internet.
Yeah, the best ones.
It was
no
the
doubt.
Beginning of Harvey Weinstein.
That's true.
Jabba. I mean, that was the definition of sexual harassment. I'll tell you right now, at the beginning.
True. By the way, this is G&D, and our phone number is 607-282-4497 if you want to jump on. I know we've got some listeners in Maine. Hello, Maine folk. Good to have you on board.
How do you know that?
Because I'm looking at the stats over here. Yeah, I am.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You need to get up to that microphone. You cannot sit back in that chair and speak from a distance. Okay. So, all right. So what's the verdict here? Let's have a verdict here. Does Disney owning Star Wars, and that's not the problem, but Disney like overdoing the Star Wars movie releases, Kill It or Help It? Sacco. Kill It or Help It?
I think it will help it.
Ultimately, you think you don't think people lose interest?
I don't think so right now. I think it's a different generation, you know. So if they do the movies right, I believe that that people will show.
Alaska, what do you think?
Yeah, after like seeing Rogue One, that was awesome. I think people really loved it. I think this new one that just came out, it sounds like people are loving that too.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's definitely going to be good.
Rocco, are you going to be the naysayer of the group?
Well, I would say with the elimination of nudity. Disney.
They do no some Disney movies have nudity.
They're name one.
Under a different name.
Yeah, they do Miramax or something right. like that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then I'll watch.
I like where Rocco's going. Okay, so it's kind of a mixed bag here, but the majority thinks that Disney and the additional films is actually going to help the Star Wars franchise. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, here's a topic that we have to really focus on because it's in the news all the time. And everybody in Hollywood seems to be going down for this sexual harassment stuff, right? I mean, it's like bowling pins are falling like all the time. That's what I like to hear.
But you refused to resign after the accusations to you.
Well, I had to stand my ground. I mean,
fair enough.
I mean,
I'm not sure they were true. I'll be honest with you.
I would say something right now, and even though we're not on broadcast radio, it might be taken the wrong way, but so I won't say it. But Matt Damon has a completely different
view on all this. Well, he said there's degrees.
Okay, we're having a conversation. And there should be, he's holding his phone over the mic like that makes any difference. Yeah.
There are degrees. Matt Damon said there are degrees, and they're like, you know. That's
yeah, it. He said you can't. You know, everybody's different. You know, depending if you smack somebody's butt, that should be one penalty. If you pulled your member out in front of them, that's a different penalty. If you forced them to have sex with you,
well, that's rape.
For a job,
that's rape.
That's different. So there's different levels. And Matt Damon feels as though we should have penalties commensurate with what the crime was.
Sure.
What do we think here? So Alaska, come on. Alaska must be ripe with this stuff. You have to know what's going on here.
I mean, I'm sure you faced it.
I mean, you don't have the job you've got today because you're good at it. And we know what's going on here, right?
Yeah, it's because I'm male and white. So that's most of the reason.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You're in a position of power.
Mm-hmm.
Before women.
The story is writing itself, Alaska. The story is writing itself. Lasco. All right. Sacco, you going to pick up the slack here or what?
Well, I'm sorry. I was distracted there a little bit.
Yeah, you were.
I was. I think with all this, if we go back into my history.
Are you saying you slapped a few butts in your day?
I did. You know, seventh, eighth grade. And then I went to like proms with the same girls years later.
But when he did it, it was called spanking.
Yeah, it's
different.
That was spanking. I actually called it squeezing.
Well, what did you do? Spank or squeeze?
There's a difference.
Grab.
All right.
You grabbed? That's even a third thing. That's completely different from spanking or squeezing.
It takes it up a notch, I think.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is I don't think it's any surprise that people like Harvey Weinstein were doing this kind of thing. I mean, the casting couch is known to everybody for a reason. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not condoning it. But why is this such a surprise all of a sudden? What happened? Somebody?
Really? I don't think it is a surprise.
Okay. So you just think it's not a surprise, but all of a sudden now we're mad about it?
You know what? I think? I think social media is the big impact of it.
Really?
Right? The way things can get passed around so quick now in terms of information, 15, 20 years ago, this would have been a page on the National Enquirer. Now it's out there.
Now it's front page news.
Yeah,
it's front page news,
and everybody's
on the New York Times.
Well, we have a president that tweets, and it gives permission for everything to be out there in seconds, without judge and jury.
I don't think the president tweeting made it all out there. I mean, it was out there before.
Like, it's just part of our culture.
The internet is what created the out there.
Agreed.
For sure.
Agreed.
Not necessarily this president.
No, I'm referring to the president as he's part of the culture, right?
Sure. Fair enough.
Okay, this is getting way too serious. Okay, yes. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to figure out what we're going to – who's got the next topic, just so we know. Who's bringing the next one? Rocco's got it. Okay, so we're going to bring Rocco in next. He's got a great topic, and we're going to be doing this on G&D. If you want to call in, the number is 607-282-4497. Don't go away.
Every day I'm working to the Alley Factory, making kosher baked goods for all the Hasidim. When my day is over, I return to the kibbutz. Sophie makes me happy when in my hand she puts Manna Shever, Manna Shever. My palms are getting sweaty, my teeth are turning blue, my tongue is getting twisted, la 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 la.
Oh,
Sophie pours another, my head begins to reel. If I have another sip, I'll act like a shlemiel. Man of Chevy, Man of Chevy.
Cracko presents.
Ever wish your wishes could come true? Well, now they can with the Wish It HD.
Cracko's Wish It HD.
I was in the ER and had my eye on this hot nurse in scrubs. Glad I had my Wish It HD along for the ride.
Hey there, big boy. Time for a sponge bath.
Now I'm getting scrubbed. Thank you, Wish It HD.
Cracko's Wish It HD.
The Wish It HD uses the latest in new technology to harness the power of ethereal planes and grant your wish, not just in normal D, but in the latest high-quality HD.
I needed money and fast, so I just used my Wish It HD.
Here's your 337 Chase. Thanks for reading the birth account.
Thank you, Wish It HD.
Crapco's Wish It HD.
The Crapco Wish It HD, guaranteed to grant your wish in stunning HD.
Another amazing product by Crapco.
The Crapco Wish It HD is not guaranteed to grant any wish.
Every day I'm working to the Alley Factory, making kosher baked goods for all the Hasidim. When my day is over, I return to the kibbutz. Sophie makes me happy when in my
head. Everybody sing along.
Man of Shevet!
Man of Shevet! Harmonize, Rocco. Harmonize. Ready?
What?
Manischewitz is the one for me. I said harmonize, Rocco. For me. Why are you looking like crazy? You're the one that claims to be the Disney sanctioned harmonist.
No. Disney claimed that. Don't be angry.
Well, welcome back to G&D, everybody. It's Jocko, Rocco, Sacco, and Alasco. And we're very, very happy to be here tonight. I mean, this is our holiday cocktail.
Happy Hanukkah.
And that too. Happy Hanukkah.
Well, that's a holiday.
It is a
it's
holiday.
It's a holiday cocktail.
When is Hanukkah, Sacco?
It started back
now?
On Monday.
Oh, it's now.
Yeah. Monday night.
I can't keep track of it. I just like the dates just I don't even know.
Well, it's not your holiday.
It's
well,
also
so you're not expected to. I mean, for God's sake.
Yeah, and technically it is not a major holiday.
What do you mean by that? By the Jewish faith it's not a major holiday.
Correct. It's not a major holiday.
Yeah.
It's not the holiest of holy days.
Right. What is?
Yom Kippur.
Which
Rosh Hashanah,
Rosh Hashanah. And Passover.
Yep.
Those are the big
Passover.
Ones.
The other ones are like in September, aren't
yeah.
they? Or something
yeah,
like
September
that.
And okay. October.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. That's exciting. All right. Go ahead, Rago.
So did you see the story about this Florida woman who was riding her horse?
I like where this is going.
In Miami. In Florida, at least. I don't know if it's Miami. I just looked that up. But apparently, she was half in the bag along the highway.
Yeah.
And they charged her with a DUI.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. First of all, was she topless?
I hope not. I can show you a photo. I can't the audience a photo, but there's a photo of the woman. Take a look at the photo.
I hope she wasn't.
She was in her 50s, and apparently she blew a .16, double the legal limit, and they arrested her. Because
That brings up a great point. You're riding an animal. I mean, yes, you can steer it, but it also is autonomous.
The animal is sober.
Right. So can you really be...
I'm just telling you what they did.
I'm just wondering.
Mean, well, the first problem...
Are you really driving while intoxicated if you're on an animal that can actually navigate itself?
Well, they were concerned about the safety because she was on a highway. which is, well, I'm not sure how she got on a highway.
She's like an interstate, like four or something, I-4, like going through Orlando.
Well, and I don't know how fast this horse was galloping.
I doubt it was going that fast.
Well, but I'm assuming she was on the side of the road, but maybe not. But yeah, she got arrested, charged with DUI.
Okay, so that Alaska, come on, you're the new generation. I mean, should you charge someone with DUI riding an animal that can take care of itself?
I thought you could only get charged with the DUI with like a motorized vehicle.
That's what I'm wondering. Well,
I thought that was the law.
I think you can get DUI on a bicycle
and a lawnmower.
That's motorized.
I mean, how fast can you drive a lawnmower? I mean. He's not hurting anyone on a lawnmower.
I've seen some of those world's stupidest people videos where they show the guy in the lawnmower is like weaving in a Santa suit, weaving it. I mean, I can get it. Okay, you guys drunk. Okay, fine.
And does it matter that the woman had 5 previous felonies and 10 misdemeanor charges consisting of cruelty to the animals,
I just say,
drug
all,
possession, probation, and traffic?
I was going to ask, yeah, do they all involve a horse?
They matter.
They knew who she was. when they pulled the horse over,
they knew
who she was.
Can I say 3 words? Catherine the Great.
Wow. That was something
Alaska,
different.
You
that
know
was
what
different
I'm talking
something
about here?
No, I don't.
Sacco, tell Alaska what my reference is.
The horse collapsed on her. That's all you need to know. Let's not say what the horse was doing, but the horse collapsed on her.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah. Good plan gone bad. Anyway, you know, but that's the thing. This whole DUI thing, nobody should drive drunk, period. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't get in a car doing 55, whatever, and drive drunk. You know, where do we draw the line here? You're on a horse. Should you really be charged because you've been drinking? I mean, the horses, I know horses, they don't gallop. They don't trot. They walk.
But
unless you make them do something else.
If you're walking.
Right.
Can you get charged with DUI? Right. I mean, if just because you're on the highway.
The whole idea of the DUI laws is that you could hurt somebody. If you're on a lawnmower, are you really going to hurt somebody?
Okay, no offense to Floridians, but this is typical Florida.
Yeah.
They can't even spell a DUI. What are you driving? Right? Riding while intoxicated,
you
if
go.
You had
That's
a law
good point,
for that.
Good. Sacco, good point. Good point, Sacco. Let's call a spade here. That's a good point.
I think if, a good attorney, I'll just point that out. And be like,
I'm sorry.
What is she driving?
She wasn't driving. She was riding.
Find anywhere in literature, anywhere, where somebody was driving
a
horse.
So if somebody goes to Disney and rides one of the Star Wars rides and they've been drinking, can they be arrested for DUI?
Even the go-kart ride, which you're stuck on the track, right? Can you be arrested for that? That's the case. Guilty.
I think a G&D expedition field trip should be go to Disney and get on those race car rides and race.
Mm-hmm.
Can four of us technologically?
I would win, by the way. Just for the record, I would
only
win.
If the person in front of you was faster.
Can we sneak the show in from Disney technologically?
I think
speaking?
We could. I think we could do it. It'd be kind of a clandestine thing, but I think we can do it.
No, watch I think Disney would pay us.
We'd have to use all our
dish. To get the promotion we'd give. I mean, how many listens do we have?
Eight or nine, at least.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
All right, Sacco, what do you got on your agenda there, Sacco?
on my agenda? Well, I'm still looking for hits off our page here to see if.
So why not? I got another one for you. So did you see the story in Connecticut where lawyers are filing in court? For an elephant to get personhood, basically have rights as a person, as opposed to, you know, a pursuit of happiness and stuff. So they are, and in New York, the same lawyers are for 2 chimpanzees, Kiko and Tommy. They're trying to get them rights because they feel they're being mistreated. So they want them to be deemed a person.
Like rights that they can vote? And
well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, where did we draw the line? I mean, can an elephant's trunk hit ballot box? I mean, that's what we're looking at. I mean, I'm against animal cruelty, but
can
I mean,
start over. I wasn't paying attention.
I know you weren't. You never do.
What were you saying? The animals are going to vote?
No, there's lawyers going in Connecticut filing for these 2 elephants that are held in work for a zoo. They're zoo elephants, and they feel they're being mistreated, so they're going to the courts to say, these people are persons. These elephants are persons and have rights.
Listen.
And in New York, the same lawyers are going for these two chimpanzees, their rights, because it's horrible. They're animals, and they're horrible
the
way they're being treated.
Nobody should mistreat animals. But the day you start elevating human rights to animal rights, we've crossed a line that is just, you know, you can't go back.
Well, I'm sure they're Trump supporters, too. So we better stop this now. Stop this
now. Oh, you said
now.
Trump, not trunk. You said Trump.
Trump's yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, I have a good one, though, okay? Sacco, you paying attention because I get the impression you're not involved over here.
I am getting
He's keeping to his phone.
Actually, I'm getting asked by some listeners about the link and that, so I'm just trying to get
Do you
that
have
right.
it? Because I don't have it.
I do have it up here.
Okay.
But,
all right, well, this is a very important topic that we have to address. This is kind of related to the degradation of our culture, I believe. Okay, so Princeton is the latest Ivy League school to host BDSM tutorials. And for those of you who aren't familiar with BDSM, we're talking about bondage, domination, sadism, and masochism. Rocco, you know about this topic.
Yes, I'm very familiar.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, should this be something that colleges are teaching?
Well, I'll be honest. If I meet a college girl, I want her to know it. I'll be honest with you.
So what are you saying? You want her to be skilled?
Well, I want yeah. Well,
you want
I
her
mean,
to have a little education?
Have you seen 50 Shades Darker? I mean, for God's sakes, and 50 Shades of,
Alaska, right? Come on.
Well, we've seen, like, sexual education completely fail when you try to just say, don't do it, not allowed. So I think educating and bringing more knowledge to the subject is
Alaska,
a positive
thing. Here's the deal, okay? I'm not going to disagree with you, but as a parent paying for a kid, my second, to go to college, I'm not sure this is the kind of thing I want them wasting their time on, frankly.
Well then don't let them go to that college. Pay for something else.
It's a great point. It's a great point. Go somewhere else.
If that's
right.
not what you want them to see.
Okay, but so look at a school like Princeton.
Would you prefer to homeschool them on this? Or?
I'm not talking about this topic at all.
I'm just curious. Rocco. I mean, what do you...
Rocco, I'm not talking about this topic at all. I'm just saying, you know, when you know, sending somebody to college, I would expect them to be involved in learning about some more serious topics than BDSM. I mean, this is something that I don't think they need to go to college for.
They're going
to
engage in that on their own.
Did college? People have done it for thousands of years. Think they need a college to do that before, or is this?
No, but it might be helpful.
Might make them better at it.
Yeah.
God bless America, Sacco. Would you join this conversation? Because
I'll be honest, but all they need to teach them is a safe word. Learn the safe word, and then I think we're all okay. I mean, that's lesson learned.
Keep talking.
Yeah, but Sacco, you have anything to say? I mean, you off your phone or
no? Well, I've been trying to get this link to work. I'm having trouble, so I will rejoin the conversation, and we'll just tell people to.
So, here's the thing. Princeton isn't the only one. Princeton is the latest to join a bunch of Ivy League schools that are introducing these types of programs. Princeton is joining Harvard, Columbia, and Cornell. So apparently the Ivy League is saying, hey, you know what? We want to attract more students, so the way to do it is to teach about dominatrix and sex, bondage, and all this stuff. That's the way to do it. Forget football. This is the way to bring more students in.
And this kind of leads to my story that I have here, that Arkansas actually dropped the murder charges when it hinged on the evidence from the Amazon Echo. So imagine you're in this session, this BDSM set that you learned in college.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say the female's name is Alexa. Alexa screamed out, and you start talking about whatever you're doing that you learned in college. Alexa records it.
Yeah, oh, well, this
and
is
now huge... you've been charged with murder.
Yeah.
Because Alexa recorded everything you said.
Yeah, that's the danger with these new home devices.
Listening all the time.
They listen all the time. They record all the time. You have a private conversation with somebody in your house, it's being recorded if you have one of these devices and you don't know it's being recorded and you don't know where the information's going until it comes back to bite you in the ass.
I mean, same thing with the cell phone, though.
Well, that's a good point. Cell phones are doing the same thing now. I mean, every movement you take, maybe not audio recording at this point, at least we don't know that, could be, but every motion you make with the GPS, every click you make on the, you know, on the thing is being recorded, and it could come back to bite you in the ass. Sacco, you know about this. Your ass is bitten all the time.
Absolutely.
But you guys took that in college, right? The BDSM course. Because you keep talking about biting asses and
But that was before the course was advanced. I mean, it was very basic. You bite somebody in the ass, okay, move on.
Safe word. Safe word.
That's all it was about.
Yeah. Well, I think I was telling you the other day, Jocko, when I pulled into my driveway and on my phone it said, Facebook says you have arrived at home.
Yeah.
I didn't have Facebook open on my phone. I've never asked for a notification. I didn't set that up. It's a little freaky.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like how much information it knows. It's scary.
Well, I always see, like, we'll talk about something, and then the next day I'll see an ad for whatever we were talking about. I never looked it up on Google, anything like that, and I still see an ad for this thing that was just discussed in private with another person.
Do they advertise bongs? I'm just curious. That's interesting. I've never seen those on Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
Pipes and bongs.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I was going to say that, like, we're going to probably see ads for Alexa tomorrow on our
phone. It's a great point. It's a great point. They're listening all the time. Every keystroke you make, they're recording. And it's one thing to be bugged by ads by that, but then you start turning this into a legal perspective or a, you know, anything. I mean, this data mining is the bane of the future. I mean, we've got a lot to worry about if people are watching our every move. And I say people, it's computers watching them right now or cell phones turning it into computer data. But ultimately, a person could access that for whatever they want to.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they outed you.
Outed me for what?
Being gay.
Oh, that one. Yeah, okay. Speaking of that, I've got a very important story here.
Uh-oh.
How many of you around this table right now would leave your house without your cell phone? You would?
Yeah.
Well, you live in Alaska. I mean, you probably don't even have coverage up there, right? Half of the time where you are?
Yeah. Most things I go out to do.
You got no coverage. So you're kind of used to that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your vote doesn't count at this point because your lifestyle is much different than the norm. But the three of us.
I don't leave my bedroom without my cell phone.
Okay. Rocco?
Honestly.
You feel naked without it.
Right. I feel the same way.
You know immediately if you don't have it.
I feel the same way. Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the thing. California health officials have a very dire message for cell phone users. For the first time ever, California Department of Public Health has released guidelines about harmful cell phone radiation and how you can avoid it. Now, we've for years wondered what this stuff, you know, we've got a little device in our pockets or whatever next to our heads. Emitting radiation. That's what it is. What's it doing to us? Well, they're talking about this radiation based on new data being very, very dangerous. They're saying when you sleep, you need to keep the cell phone at least an arm's length away from you. Never carry it in your pocket. Never have it in your purse if you're a woman. Never carry it with you for extended periods of time, because it is causing serious health problems that you may or may not be aware of. Sacco, are you ready to do this?
What kind of health problems?
They say the cell phones could increase the risk for brain cancer, tumors in any part of the body, low sperm count, Rocco, you know this, headaches, and impaired memory, hearing, and sleep.
And not to be a downer, this last weekend...
You had no sperm.
No, this is a serious note. I had a good friend who was a liquor salesman who was on his phone all the time, diagnosed with brain cancer, died after 18 months. And now you think...
Was it the cell phone?
That I mean, and he spoke on his phone constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you think that maybe there's something to it. I mean, I fully believe there's something to it.
Well, you hope there's not, but it's hard to think there's not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got an electronic device next to you that's emitting radiation. It's emitting microwaves. I mean, you wouldn't put your head in a freaking microwave, right? I mean, Alaska, you've done it. I know that. But, I mean, the rest of us wouldn't stick our head in a microwave, right? You just wouldn't do it. But that's what this is coming out of this device, microwaves.
I've stuck other things in my life.
A cat doesn't count, okay?
Right. Well, I'm talking about body parts.
We all know that story, Rocco. Oh, I don't know. I mean, now we're going to be faced with a choice here at some point: health or cell phones. And I'm not sure what most people would decide.
I bet most people decide cell phone.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's become such a part of us now.
Yeah. And then someone will invent something. You know, the next case that protects you from that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, they already have pants, I believe. I've seen them that have like shielded pockets.
The underwear.
Yeah, right.
For men.
Well, Rocco, you probably use those now after you learned.
No doubt.
That last test.
No
right?
doubt.
You realize.
These are thick.
Lead lined.
You got.
Underwear.
I mean, you got to pull it all in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
All right. We've got a few minutes left here.
But on the same topic of cell phones, I mean, do you remember when we discussed in one of our first episodes how there's a psychological disease where people start to feel their leg vibrate because they think the phone's in there, even though it's not?
Ghost
and they diagnosed that as a psychological disease. But now they have this. Diagnosed people obsessed with taking selfies. It's called selfieitis. So now apparently it's a mental disorder for people who constantly have to take selfies. Now, I rarely take a selfie.
Well, at least one that you can show anybody else. I mean,
of my face.
Of your face. Yeah.
But here it is. Yeah. People obsessed. With taking selfies, there's a disease now. So now the government will be paying for this therapy.
Yeah, yeah,
because you can't help yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I got to snap a photo of myself.
Yeah,
in fact, I'm going to do it right now.
I'm
hooked.
You post it on the?
I will if I can.
You can.
I don't know. I got to figure this out.
You have to have a little technical savvy.
Where's Socko? Socko knows technology.
Socko is our technological guru.
I can cut and paste like the rest of it.
If
Socko paid $3 tonight to get this show promoted.
I mean, if Socko...
$3.
I also got us 3 listeners.
Right now? At the moment?
Well, they're trying. that's why I'm so distracted. I'm getting texted. Can't get in.
We're done in 17 minutes. Are they still trying?
Yeah, I think so.
But the problem is, if Socko takes my picture, it's not a selfie. So I'm not suffering.
Yeah.
I'm not suffering from the disease
unless
I take it myself, and then it's a whole...
I get it. No, I mean, it's painful. It's painful. It's a painful affliction.
You don't understand. My leg is shaking.
Yeah, and then you got to pay for a bigger cell phone so you can hold all the selfies, you know, more data. I mean, it's just the whole thing is a nightmare.
It is.
It's a nightmare.
I'm suffering.
Any of you live in Virginia at any point in your lives? Alaska? No.
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 Why would you?
Drove through it?
You've driven through it. Okay. Do you realize as you were driving through Alaska or not
Alaska, Virginia?
I'm sorry, Virginia, that if you swear, you could be imprisoned. You know this?
Fuck them.
I can't even push the bleep button because we're not connected to it. Holy cow. Rocco, you want this show to have an X rating? What are you looking for?
You can't tell me how many listeners we'll have if we're banned from Virginia. We will have listeners coming out of the woodwork if we're banned from it. Just because I said fuck Virginia.
Oh my God.
I shouldn't say fuck Virginia. I love Virginians. I mean, the fuck. Just say fuck.
Well, 5? How many times is this guy going to throw an F-bomb on this show?
Whatever.
Socko,
what are we allowed per FCC regulation?
Well, we're not on a public broadcast station, so we have no regulations.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. Although, we do want to say, okay, are we a PG-13? What are we? R? What are we? What is our rating as far as, what are we going for?
R-?
R-?
I say PG-13.
Yeah, well,
I
mean, now after your little up rant over
I think it was more the BDSM. I blame you.
How do we step this up then?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. It's been illegal in Virginia to curse. Class 4 misdemeanor. Punished by a $250 fine. And there's a lawmaker in Virginia right now trying to get this changed. It's been a law since prior to the Civil War, like 1860s when it started.
But that has to be a political nightmare. Look, hey, I want the world to curse. So I am going to fight for you to curse. I mean,
that's the problem.
It
and
doesn't sound
that's
good.
That's why this isn't the first time this thing has been approached. But that's the thing that kills it is that the lawmakers don't want to be the ones to support the cursing law. But the problem, but what the sponsor of this particular legislation, his name is Michael Wiebert, and he's a cattle farmer. He knows that shit happens. And listen, after your tirade, it doesn't matter what I say. He said, when you're working with cows, a 1,400-pound animal doesn't know what you want it to do. It might step on your foot every once in a while, and something colorful comes out of your mouth, and you shouldn't be put in prison for it. Good point. He also makes the point that free speech is free speech.
I'd arrest him.
Free speech is free speech, and it just shouldn't be outlawed. I mean, in 2017, this is not something we should be dealing with. However, nobody – this thing has failed three times. Nobody wants to be the lawmaker that supports cursing. So here you are.
This is the spitting on the sidewalk stuff.
Same thing. And here, but here's the major problem with this. The police in Virginia use cursing as an excuse to arrest people that they might not otherwise arrest.
Well, only black people.
Well, that's Virginia. My God, where do you want this show to go? Where, Rocco, you've turned a corner here with your profanity.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's what they use it for.
Now your racial innuendo. It's not even innuendo.
Just check who they arrest.
Here's the bottom line. There was an example.
Right, Alesco? Am I right?
There's an example.
As a white man from Alesco?
I would agree with Rocco here that it's pretty fucking stupid.
Oh, my God. We bring Alesco in. He jumps right on the fucking bandwagon. Okay, but here's the thing.
There are no laws in Alaska. Let's face it.
So. Okay. Hold on. Let me get this out. There was a whole thing is I just want to like make the point here. There was an incident in October where the police a reporter from a liberal media outlet was taken to the ground by police because he was swearing. They said to him, "If you swear again, you're going to jail." Now, this is more or less, if you look at the video, an excuse to take somebody out that was disagreeing with them. So the reporter said, "F this," and Rocco, you can say the word if you want.
Fuck.
And so that they took him to the ground and they arrested him because he said that. That was the only crime that he committed, but it was because he was arguing with them and disagreeing with them. So these lawmakers are now saying that this has become an excuse for the police to take on and arrest people that they might not otherwise have a reason to. And
probably in a very discriminatory manner.
Well, let's stop with that, the racial thing. It's not
racial. No, I wasn't referring
about,
to race.
I'm talking
but
about
But I would guarantee
speech.
It's the racial
thing. I was not referring to race, though. I mean, just people they don't like because the way they don't like they're dressed, they don't like what they're driving, they don't like
exactly.
their attitude, how they walk down the street.
Anyone who gets uppity.
You know, and
anyone who right. disagrees with them, right? Yeah, that's a good
right.
point.
I mean, it could be law-abiding citizens that they just don't like.
Okay, I am beer-free, which is not good. So whoever's near the beer spigot, please help me out there. We have a couple minutes. We're going to take a break here. What do you want to hear for the bumper music, boys? Bumper music suggestions right now, please.
Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Okay, I'm not playing that. So let's go with this one, just because it sounds cool. All right, it's Beyond. It's not Beyond. It's G&D. We'll be back.
Baby, when I think about you, think about love, darling. Without you and your love, if I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, I would wrap you in the heaven, feel it dying. about you. I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love.
Nah. All right, come on. Rocco, Rocco, will you please sit down? Rocco, sit down.
Sorry.
We can hold. Well, we're on the air, Sacco.
Can you grab me a beer?
When the music, when you hear the music end on the speakers, you know we're on the air because I turn the mics up.
I was being given a hard time from outside the room.
Okay, we just had a caller that hung up. We were rushing back on the air because the caller was hanging up.
You want me to pretend to call or no?
I don't know.
Where's the bottle opener?
I don't know. You have it over there. I haven't had it over here all night. Why do you keep looking at me?
No, you had it.
No, I did not. I don't. I've been drinking out of cans. What do you think?
Jocko
had it.
No.
Jim, I've been drinking.
Jocko
out of
just
cans.
Handed it to me. He just.
Jocko didn't. I'm over here.
Jocko.
He's trying to blame me. He just wants to blame me. Listen, we've got about 7 minutes left in tonight's program. We've made a commitment. We're going to do this every first Friday of every month or something.
I thought every 3 years.
Every 3 years was your thing.
So embrace this, people. Embrace it.
Because this was quality broadcasting tonight.
Well, with that kind of heads up, I will be more prepared next time.
That's all good. It's all good. The only reason we came back from the break early is because we had a caller. But they hung up. They weren't going to. They had no, wanted no part of it. It's all good. Hey, you guys know the movie A Christmas Story, right?
Yes.
You know, Ralphie's your eye out, mm-hmm. all that stuff right there. It's become a Christmas classic. I like the movie. I can't sit through it often. And it's not one of those. Like, It's a Wonderful Life, I can sit through every time. Christmas Vacation, I can sit through every time. A Christmas Story, I get a little bored with. But okay, it's a Christmas classic, right? We all agree?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. remember the character Scott Farkas and Sacco? Mm-hmm. You know Zach.
Yes, I do.
You and I met him, and he's actually become a very good friend. He was the bully that
Scott Farkas.
Scott Farkas was the character's name. He was the bully. The bully. Remember the bully in the movie?
Remember the red-haired bully?
Oh,
vaguely,
my God, Rocco.
Vaguely.
Apparently, you haven't watched.
What horror movie was he in?
He's been in a bunch of horror movies.
That's
actually.
What I figured.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
And he's directed a few. But anyway, he was interviewed recently, and it appeared in the New York Post. And they were asking him, how much money do you make every year from A Christmas Story, like residuals, you know, your royalties, basically? What do you guys think? What do you think he makes?
I'll say $1,500.
You're thinking every year, $1,500.
Yep.
What do you think, Saka?
Yeah, I was going to say $5,000.
You think $5,000? Alaska?
I think 20,000.
20,000. See, he's going on the high end. Now, have you seen the movie?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
And
he's not
a major character, though. He's a smaller character.
No.
But you're still saying 20,000.
He's part of it. It's a big thing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just talking about royalties just from the movie.
For that idiot.
Not signing autographs because he was in the movie or not, you know, having an appearance because he was in the movie. It's royalties from the movie.
Yeah, the reason why I went what I thought was high is because the number of times and the number of channels it's played on.
Plays like crazy, right?
So, I mean, if he got $100 for each showing.
Yeah, but it's like 20 years old.
No, 1983 is when the movie was
40 years old.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So what's the number?
$900.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how much do you want, for God's sake?
The amount of money he makes signing autographs and doing all that thing, because we've had him at shows. He was actually at Scarecon very recently. That's significant, but he doesn't really make a whole lot of money from that film. Anybody disappointed?
Well, what does the star make? Do we know?
I don't know.
Do we know the guy who stuck his tongue against?
That's not the star. The guy that stuck his tongue is I can't remember his name.
Oh,
the
okay. Yeah,
Olaf,
yeah.
Somebody.
You're right. So the star
Ralphie,
who shot his eye out,
Ralph Billingsley.
What does he get? Like $1,200?
I don't know. But here's the thing about Zach Ward, who's the actor that played Scott Farkas in that movie. He has gone on to do a lot of other acting, and you wouldn't even. I mean, Alaska, can you name one movie he's been in? Probably not.
Absolutely.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Sacco? It's not easy to do.
It's not easy.
I couldn't even name A Christmas Story for him.
Okay, but he's been in things like Transformers. Some of the Freddy Krueger movies. I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff. He's a very, very active actor. So he's doing a lot of acting. Plus, he started a company that's pretty interesting. It's called All Sports Marketing. And what they're doing is they're trying to develop a sports exchange that allows fans to buy and trade shares of their favorite sports teams. Sounds like Bitcoin to me.
Well, there's an actual a sports team. So, I mean, I don't think it's Bitcoin. Bitcoin, there's no actual coin.
Yeah, but how does somebody...
But what are you getting?
How does somebody buy and sell?
You get a share. Like, if I own... Let's say I owned a sports team. I could say, I will sell you 10% of the team, and you generate as much money as you want through your website.
Would you do
Bitcoin
that?
Is, give me your money, and I'll say you have a Bitcoin. There's a difference.
Yeah, well.
But is this similar to the square inch that I can own in Alaska?
What do you mean?
You know, the real estate deal. You know.
Oh, you were talking about real estate. I'm trying to figure out what the square inch was.
What are you actually getting?
Something else.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I would buy a little more, Scott. Socko.
I don't know if you need to buy somebody.
Large, get 10 inches. Square inches.
Go, yeah, yeah. Go at least six.
Go for 6 inches.
I mean, well, 6 square would be that's impressive.
But what do you actually get? Do you actually own part of the team? Is it like?
I'm assuming.
I've told you all I know. You've heard all I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, so if Rocco's right, and you actually get some of the stock in the company that owns the team. Right. All right, different story. I mean,
that's an investment.
The Packers, the fans on the team.
Yeah.
They sold whatever to keep them.
All right, guys, we have 2 minutes left, and it's we're approaching Christmas/Hanukkah time. I guess we're in Hanukkah time. Let's offer folks our holiday wishes here. Socko, you go first.
Well, I'd like to wish everybody a happy and safe holiday.
Are you happy with the boom mics and everything?
This is an awesome setup. I know you folks can't see it, but the studio is absolutely amazing. The architecture that surrounds us, the equipment, it's high tech. I tell you, I mean, you might be able to hear my voice a lot better than the last time I was on G&D.
It's true. It's
microphone true. is just amazing.
It's true.
And I won't make any reference to what they're shaped like, but
That's why you like having your mouth so close to it, Socko. I knew that from the beginning.
That was the instruction I got. So that's what I'm doing. And but all in all,
you've taken way more than your time, Alaska. Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to send out some holiday wishes to everyone to just get outside and enjoy the surroundings around them. And we are in a basement, so it's not as great.
It's a bunker. We like to refer to it as a bunker.
Was talking about, but
bunker.
It's nice down here in the bunker. So.
Strong foundation.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
Rocco.
Yeah, I like to wish everyone a happy holidays and a happy new year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jocko's going to say Merry Christmas, but I wish happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely going to say Merry Christmas. I just want to thank everybody for supporting us all these years. I mean, we wouldn't have this lifestyle if it wasn't for the amount of support that we've got from our fans. And it's all because of you that we're here. We're here to please you. Just know that, appreciate that, and we thank you for that.
And where's my royalty check?
It's in the mail. Okay. I promise you.
I make sure. I'm just curious where that is.
It is in the mail. And I don't know when the next show is going to be, but I promise you it'll be sometime in the future.
And it'll be better. I promise it'll be better than that.
It'll be a lot better. Yeah, we got thrown for a little. Alaska came here last minute. We would have prepared a lot more.
Yeah, it was a curveball.
It was a curveball. All right. Have a great holiday, everybody. Good to have everybody along. It is a G&D. Take care.
Good night.
Bear.